Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we have become a remnant. A remnant is a small group of what used to be something large. But the Word of God says that a remnant will be saved. Amen. Can you hear me if I don't use this? Not very well.
Okay.
Well, I'll try to hold on to it then. Amen. Well, I want to talk about sowing and reaping. So I know that you know something about sowing and reaping. I know that Brother Ben knows something about it. I believe he's a farmer. Amen.
Amen.
So if you grow rice, you're a farmer. Now let's see what the Word of God says about sowing and reaping. I'm going to start in Galatians chapter 6. And I welcome your comments and I welcome your help. Amen. It's good to see you, sister. Amen. Okay. Now, we're in Galatians chapter 6. I encourage you to bring your Bible. I know the young generation has their Bible in a little thing about this big. And if you are a believer and you do not have a Bible, then you come and see us. Because we have Bibles. Amen. Brother and sister, do you have Bibles? Did they say yes or no?
Yeah, I live in the house.
Oh, in the house. Okay. See, I'm scolding everyone that doesn't bring their Bible. Amen. Okay, so I want you to make sure that I'm reading the Word of God. True Word of God. And if you find I said something that is not in the Word of God, then I want you to rise up and say, wait a minute, Brother Mark. This book, this word is the basis of everything that I believe, everything that I walk, everything that I preach. I do not want to preach the traditions of religion.
So kay dito gusto nga magipahat niya kaninyo na itugod sa mga butanga at itugod niya sa katigulangan o bisan pagikan sa tradisyon.
Even if the church has been doing something for 1,000 years and it is not according to the Word of God, then we need to challenge it. And brethren, multitudes of people out there do not have any idea what God said. They are blindly and ignorantly following traditions of man. So maybe more of that this afternoon. Okay, Galatians chapter 6. Let me start in verse 6 so that we have everything in the context of which Paul wrote it. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Now somebody's going to read that in your tongue.
Verse 6. Pagbukti siya ang nagtuduhan niya sa pulo, upangkit ng tukanya ang nagtuduhan niya sa tanang mayo ng mga butang.
Now, what does your language say for let him that is taught in the word communicate? What does that communicate say in your tongue?
Kung sa Bible, pasakot ka, kinigingon din niya ang kinigpulong communicate sa ito ang pinulungan, ang kinigingon din niya ang inyohang
mupaampit.
And how would you say mumbamtik?
Mumbamtik.
Share. Okay. All right. So we're just getting it in context. In other words. So if you're being taught and I'm teaching, then you're supposed to share with me.
Mao na ako na sabtan ko kung sa mga nangyong dalugan sa tansiyan na tulo din niya, nangyong sa pinipangbit nga to kaniya balik.
I'm supposed to know whether you're understanding what I'm saying.
Gusto ko nga makaibaluan kung sa asa tama ng inyong pagsakot niini ako isulti niya kaninyo.
Isn't that the way it goes in school, sister?
Okay, nakakami diha sa ato sa eskulahan mismo.
Okay. So then let's go on. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Ayaw pagpalingla ang Diyos dili mabugal-bugalan. Kabisan unsa ng tao nagapugas kanaya usab nga pagaanihon.
Now, have you ever been deceived? How many of you have been deceived? My hand is up too. When you were being deceived, did you know that you were being deceived? No, you didn't know that you were being deceived. You didn't know that your thinking was wrong. You did not know that the thing you believed was not truth.
kinalungan, mga butate na tumituhan, hindi dahil nihanag kasulikan sa kamaturan.
So if I came up to you, and I said, you told me your false belief, and I said, brother, you are deceived. Now, if you're following religious traditions, you're going to have a fight with me. No, you will say. We have done this for 1,000 years. It must be right. So you are still deceived. But if I show you in the Word of God, and you agree with me that the Word of God is stronger than your traditions, then you will say, yes, I have been deceived. Now, when you say to me, I have been deceived, you are no longer deceived. You cannot say that until your mind is opened up. And the thing of the devil is to keep your mind closed. Let me finish. It says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Have you found, now that you're, well, some of you are a little older. Have you been able to look back at whatever you have in the past of your life and see that at some time in your life you sowed something that you're now getting the crop and you don't like it?
Unya baga ingon ikaw nga ako magkiling na tanong kining akong naani karon nan kana higayon na mo na ang panahon sa pagpanunya.
Did you ever sow rebellion when you were young?
Ni tubog pa kita o tanong ba kaha kita sa tiyang pagkakas pagkabatan o kanang masinupan ko na kinabuhi.
Whether the thing you were rebelling against was right or wrong, your attitude and the way you went about it was probably not right. How many of you have known young people that sowed into a bad relationship, and they maybe even got married, maybe not. Girl ended up with baby, maybe not married. Everything went wrong. People who are our relatives, people who we love.
Makatauhan atuang mga kapretihan siguro, makatauhan kanil atong igluma.
young man, young woman, both rebellious. Baby is born. Marriage breaks up. They've both been sowing to the way of the flesh. Now they are both reaping something very bitter. Do you understand what I'm saying? She's got a baby. She has to raise the baby alone. She's still rebellious. She goes from one man to another man. She goes to court. He has to pay. 18 years he has to pay. And he goes to the same thing. One girl, another girl. Their life isn't very nice, is it? Okay, we're talking about sowing and reaping. Whatever you sow, you will reap.
Bisan unsa ang atong gitanom, maugayon kana siya ang atong anihon.
Now, so far, I just talked about the bad side of that. You can sow in righteousness.
Amen, amen.
And it doesn't matter. Yes, it matters, but insofar as whatever you did in the past, you can stop sowing that way and begin to plant something in righteousness. Now the old crop is still going to grow for a few more years. You're still going to have some of those circumstances in your life that you started 20 years ago. But as you begin to sow in righteousness, then you have a new crop. And slowly, the old crop of your rebellion begins to fade away, and the new crop of righteousness begins to come forth in your life in a good way. And as parents, you teach your children, look, do you see what I did back then? You see the pain that came into my life, please don't go that way. So it says, for he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting.
Verse 8, ngayon siya, kay siya na nakapugas ngayon sa iyang ulot, dikan sa ulot, makaani sa pagkadulot. Apat siya na nakapugas ngayon sa Espiritu, dikan sa Espiritu, makaani o kinabuhin ng walay kanapusan.
So to the flesh, so to the Spirit.
Nagayon rin niya, ni tanong diha sa ulot, kunya, kung tanong usap diha sa Espiritu.
Tell me what it means to sow to the flesh.
Isulti ko nung una ba kayo na ibaluan, una kayo na sabta ningning, kung saan may kahulugan sa nagtanong diha sa ulot.
Come now, I read the verse that says that if you're being taught, you have to share with the teacher. What does it mean to sow to the flesh? Surely you understand what I'm saying, don't you? Go ahead, Brother Lito. What's sowing to the flesh? Come on, you're a preacher.
Okay, so...
You can speak in your tongue and he'll interpret.
So, money ang one, money ang pagbugas o gilibay ng karamihan. Ato ang
he's trying to explain what is the meaning of so.
Gilibay ng ipamita sa kalibutan. Muna siya na mukuan po ta, no, mukuan po ta o gilibay.
So in
diba?
The things of the world.
Pagbugas ka o gilibay, magpakita ka o gilibay yung pagtatal, no? Diyan sa imuhang, sa imong palibot, sa imong silingan, o sa imong soon. So, dili po mayo ang imong makuha nga simpatiya.
If you are sowing bad,
diha sa imong ang palibot, sa imong sa imong kinabuhi.
Okay.
Pero kung magbugas ka o ka mayo, muna siya ang gitawag nga karang espirituhanon ba? No? Karang mga mayong gawin, mayong pamatasan, na kay pagka mabihabihon diha sa imong isig tao, no?
Sowing the spirit, you're doing
so,
sowing good.
So, ang panahon, ang adlaw na
you're good.
Mo,
okay.
Muharvest yung ka, no? Magagawa yung ka, maayo na kanang simpatiya diha sa imong isig tao.
Amen. Well, we got Brother Lito preaching here today.
Okay, so dito na nagwali. So, sometimes you got to buy it.
Sister, are you going to preach to us today? Sowing to the flesh? Sowing to the Spirit. Oh, Sister Rita is going to share. Come on.
Sige, Sister Rita, no? Maghatag siya ang ihimplong ito kung tingin niyo saan niya siya ito. Pasabot.
I guess the best way to describe it too is to give an
example.
Well, some years ago, I was going to go shopping with my youngest daughter, Carrie. Well, she wasn't quite ready yet, so I thought I'm going to go into my room and just pray for a little bit. And while I was in my room, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He said, Rita, sin is crouching at your door.
Ingon siya nga Rita ang kasalanan ni kamang sa imuhang puntahan.
At that point, I didn't really understand what the Lord meant.
May naman pa naman na walang ikaw kibalo o ako ba? Kahit ako masakti, unsay mo tipasakot sa Diyos ni ini.
So we went shopping at a store called Target.
Nagpanayin mo po siya. Ito siya dito sa pagpabalik. Itawag siya kahit yung
isipon niya nga milagro na nagtabo sa kuwang bubo.
So I'm looking in target over at the hair pieces.
Mana nga nagsusuro siya ito sa target nga kung sa'yo mga may butang na iyang maplikar sa inihang buhok para mga mulindot kini.
And I'm finding these little scrunchies, kind of like what I have up here.
Kanya, nakita niya katong kumpit na naana, makita niya muna yung kumpit na saan nga nimbrindot ka niya, kaya si Ruwani.
And they have all these ugly colors on these cards, you know.
Kanya, kita niya, kita niya nga, nakaya niya nakita ka mga pangit kayo ng mga kulor na naadya naglipot niya ng mga mga yung itanawan.
So the thought came to me, I'm just going to take the good colors I like and put them on one card, take the colors I didn't like and put them on the other card.
Wala nga sa, nagnamalagay mga kulor lang din. Iyang ito ang ating kakayan lang ang mga kulor niya. Katulad ng kakayan, iyang ulit.
Now they still had the same amount on each card, but what I was doing, the Lord was speaking to me.
Niya, sa mga kita ko, ang Diyos ang isulti ka niya, kung ano sa'yo kung ipasabot niya, ito niya
hindi mo. I had a war going on in my soul at that point.
Nakipulungan, humong ka niya, diya sa'yo yung kalag, yan ang mga panahon.
And of course, war.
Nay, panagubat or panagpangi na nga naay tabo yung mga huna dito ng kalipong.
And of course, my flesh rationalized it. Everybody's doing it. Look at this card has this many on, and you know, everybody's doing it. Why not?
Na, mo na nga, ihang na, ulo, isa, ang biman ako ni Himo, ang nga mo, manigigi mo sa kubalan. Ako, dito, ako ka, Himo na ini.
But the Lord was really pressing and pressing and pressing on me that this was not right.
Apan ang Diyos nag-padayon din siya pagsulti ka ni kaniya na kaniya magkining mabutang at hindi mayo.
Now my daughter was in another part of the store looking for something she wanted.
Kunya, iyang anak ko sa babae nagsulusulo sa ako na pagitaw sa butang at usay gusto sa niya.
So when she met up with me, we went to the register and I was telling her, oh, I don't think I should get these.
Kunya, nag-iuman sila, niya to na dito, asa, bayan ang tan, niya nino na isa nga, parang, hindi na ako nito ako.
She goes, oh, Mom, you should get them, you've been looking forever.
Na, ingon siya nga, Nay, kuha kami na, hindi mo na kuha ako na, magpangitao rin mga si Bukin mo kinabuhin yun.
But all the while, my soul is saying, no, this isn't right, I got to the register. No, Rita, this isn't right.
Kunya, ito na siya. Happy na siya mabot. So, meron na niya sa scripture ito nga. Ayaw niyo kita, ayaw kita, ayaw niyo nagpalita. Hindi na, maaw. Hindi kinamaaw.
And I said to Carrie again, oh, I think I'll put this back. And she goes, no, just get them, we're here.
Kunya, ingon niya siya. Isa nga, anak, di lagi. Ako nang iuli, lagi, iuli. Kaya kung anak, ingon siya na, ayaw, ayaw, kay. Doon na tao, nanaw. Bayo na tao, tao, tao.
So as I was paying the cashier, I said in my mind, well,
if I don't find them, if I decide to bring them back, I'll just bring them back.
But it was something in my soul that God was getting at.
Siguro imo ma, pero ang iyang kasing-kasing niya talaga yun, nag-aalburuto may tubod niya.
Well, eventually, it wasn't long, and I took him back, because I knew I had to take him back.
Kunya, buta man ako, niyan yun eh. Ay, hindi na yun.
But I learned something in it.
Apan, iyan na, leksyon ka to sa iyang kinabuhi may tumod niya.
When I was standing at the register ready to buy it, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He said, Rita, what kind of witness is this to your children?
Ngayon, salihan na naga, iyan na, nung dumayan na salihan, ibayan na siya na itong mga butang ang isang ina sa Ginoo nga. Rita, kung sa may mong ikapat, kita nga, o ipakita nga ito sa iyong anak, ngayon mo nang ipalit, kung sa may mong ipakita ng tulang iyan.
I was kind of confused because there was only one child with me and that was my daughter Carrie and she wasn't even around when I switched.
Nagani, nagkakapalipo nga tulang
hindi sa lumaking kulor, no? Sa hindi niya ganahan ng kulor.
But I couldn't let go of it. Rita, what kind of witness is this to your children?
Ingon, eh, orang ito nga ito na, sa Rita, sa imong gihat, tagay, ito, example, na ito sa imong anak, sa lihangin mo, nagihin mo.
Righteous or unrighteous, there are spirits waiting to minister that out to our children.
Nagtuo ko nga sa dihang ihimo katuniyan, ano siya nga. Sa tao mga palit, ikaw mga butangan, kato mga butanga, bako kato yung pangatod, o pangatod, espiritu, nato sa imo ang mga anak.
Everything we do has a consequence in the spirit.
Amen.
Ang tanan ko mga butanga, ato ginahimo, ano na ito siya, resulta diha sa espiritu.
The devils, demons were there waiting to minister that evil deed to my children.
Si Satanas, uban niya ang demonyo, nag-naadhan, nag-paabot, hantod nga kung gusto niya buhatog kung sa akin, buhat kaya nakita nga sa iya, mama.
And I'm sorry to say that he won for the moment.
Kung sa iyo ako nga, si Satanas ito mga panahona ni nadawag ko niya sa pila ka mga higayon.
So when I chose to do the right thing, then I got the victory.
Mawa na lang sa lihang muto mo sa piliw na ito sa pagkuhat ng mga maayong butang na diha makasinatin ni tao kadawagan.
So whatever we do, whether seen or unseen, it's being ministered to our children.
Mawa na nga, angay na itong ibaluan, kung unsa na itong ginahibo niya, makita man o di makita, kita nagatanong na itong spirito na ito sa itong mga
batang. Amen. Now, sowing to the flesh does not always mean that you're doing something wicked.
Ato na kaplagay niya nga, sa tanga, ang pagtanong niya sa ulunon, kalibutan mo, hindi nakakulugan ang kanang tugi, itanong, hindi yun siya maayo, no? Ang kanang, daok siya.
Okay. Flesh is flesh. It's what pleases me.
Tungod kay kung unsa man ang kalibutan o ulod nun, mao na siya ay ulod nun siya na makapahimuot sa ato ang kinabuhi.
Now I go back to when I was about
30, 31 years old.
Before God shook me up. And I was born again. But I was not walking after the Spirit. In fact, I resisted the things of the Spirit. But I wasn't doing what you would call wicked flesh things. Committing adultery, drinking, smoking, but nevertheless, my life was oriented to the things that I like to do.
Taliwanag ng tanan, ang mga butanga iyang gihimo, nato gihimo, mo rin mga butanga, gusto niyang himoon sa iyang babalima.
You know, I like to go fishing.
Gusto man siya dito mamingwi, no? Ako dito mamingwi, mamanarap,
mga. I wasn't a very good fisherman.
May mga siya manarap, may mamingwi.
My lure ended up in the trees most of the time. But it consumed a lot of my time. I used to train dogs. Oh yes, I learned how. I train bloodhounds for tracking men. And they were well trained. I went to dog shows. I like to go hunting. I like to go bow hunting. I never got anything, but I went. You know what? I haven't done any of these things for 30, 40 years. I don't know. Because one day, God got a hold of me. And I decided that I needed to start sowing to righteousness. Alright, let's read some more verses. It says, if you sow to the flesh, you will reap corruption. If you sow to the flesh, you will reap corruption. The last verse we read. Verse 8.
Okay. Apan siya na nagpugas ngadto sa espiritu. Siya na nagpugas ngadto sa unod, di kan sa unod magaani sa pagkadulot.
What is corruption?
Pagkadulot.
Pagkadulot.
What's that mean?
Rotten.
Rotten. So your life is just going to turn more and more rotten the more you sow to the flesh. I'm reading in the newspaper and see on the news very rich, very famous people. They've made $1 million in their business. And they get to be 60, 70 years old, and they kill themselves. The thing that they thought they wanted when they were young like you, they got it. It didn't satisfy them. Their soul was in torment and corruption. Hang themselves, kill themselves. But, amen, he that sows to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. And let us not become weary. Next verse. Yes. Let us not become weary in well doing. Amen. For in due season we will reap if we faint not. Amen. Let us not be weary. In other words, the lie of the devil is just do what you like doing, enjoy, spend your money with anything that is fun.
ang ilang isulti kanuna ni Satanas kani kanato mahinong siya nga uksa kung malipay o siya yung makakalipay kami mo palita mabutahan ito nga ikaw matakbaw ni
you know people of the world maybe not in the Philippines but in America where people have money they spend thousands of dollars to go to some nice warm island where they can walk on the beach
siguro na kaya magkita dito sa ilang lugar no sa Estados Unidos siguro din sa Pilipinas
and they can
ano na yung mga tao na adunay mga tao nga naggasto sa ilang tao gasto sa ilang salapi basta kay makaadto lang sila sa salapi kay dito kung maayo kaayo na lugar.
And they come home 1 week later to their life and they're just as miserable as before they left. Couples get a divorce. But they did all the fun things. So if you have decided at some point in your life, I'm not going to sow to the flesh anymore, I'm going to start sowing to righteousness, but it is very painful, you're still reaping what you sowed in your rebellion. And the devil tells you, you're never going to get anything good out of your life. But he's lying. Because God said, if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap life. So don't become discouraged. Don't say, oh, it's no use. I might just as well go back and sin and enjoy my life and drink and carouse, you know.
Siguro may ngayon ikaw sa punto sa inyong kinahalatong ginabuhin kita ng mura para wala ay resulta ka rin ako pagpangalagan na bumalik na lang ko, di na buong saya kong himoon, di na ito na ang ay himoon.
But Lord, when will my day come?
Apat na yung ikaw sa Pinoon, ano sa alam ko, may gawas din ka rin imong kahinta na.
When will I begin to prosper?
Ano sa alam ko, magdato, aday?
In due season.
Sa insaktong panahon.
That is the promise of God.
Saan bina sa Diyos o saan niya tumalong bina sa tubuhin ng Diyos.
Be not deceived.
Ayaw gayon pagpapilan.
God said, what you sow is what you reap.
Ang Diyos sa gayon o sa iyong gitanong.
Okay. Now, where did God say that the first time? In the very first chapter of Genesis. In verse 11 and 12. It says, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so, and the earth brought forth grass, an herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Everything after his kind. We are human beings. We can only bring forth after our kind.
Maka wailangin na itong madala or murisulta sa atong pagkakita. Tao lagi hapon.
Man cannot cross with a cow.
Ang tao, dili siya pwede mahimo siyang kanding.
I remember when I was a little child. My aunt used to tell me these stories about a cow that brought a calf that had a man's head. She had the most horrible stories. Well, she was deceived. It cannot happen. It cannot happen. Brother Ben, you're a man that plants seed. When you take rice and germinate it, what grows? What do you get? You get rice. Why can't you get a pineapple? Or a palm tree? Because everything after its kind. Now you see, that is a natural law. And that is a spiritual law. In other words, the seed is also words. Your heart is some kind of ground. And as I read the Word of God to you and preach the Word of God, there is a seed that is going to your soul, to your heart. And you are responding in a certain way to what I'm saying. In Matthew 13 and in Mark 4 and somewhere in Luke, the sower went and he sowed seed. He broadcast.
Iya bisa bola bini, lari tu, para makabulat bulat.
The seed went everywhere. Everywhere that men can hear, the word of God is going out. But some of it fell on the road. Is the road a good place to plant rice? Not a good place. What's wrong with the road? It's a good place to drive cars and animals. But it has become very hard. So what happens when the seed falls on the hard road? As soon as you turn your back and walk away, the big black birds are there. So the man doesn't understand the word that he's hearing, and the devil just comes and did you hear what that preacher said? Yeah, it didn't mean a thing. I don't know what he was talking about. Blackbird took it away. Devil took it away. Amen. Well, some of it fell where the ground wasn't very deep. I have a place in my garden where the soil is only that deep, and right underneath is a great big rock. And if I plant some corn there, in the spring, it germinates. You know, there's a little stalk that starts to come. But when it gets warm and hot, it has no root. It has no root. See, this is what it's like in people's lives. They have no depth, no root, no depth. Shallow people. You can't talk to them about the deep things of God. You start to talk about the things of God. Oh my, I think it's time for me to go shopping. Oh, do you know what my sister said to me yesterday? Oh, Brother Mark, are you always talking about those things? Just relax and let it go, you know.
Ayaw, ayaw, sa kanilang sabi.
And you see, then there's the seed that falls among the thorns and the weeds. By the way, where did thorns come from? And briars and that type? Where did that come from? Do you think there were thorns and briars and weeds in the Garden of Eden? I don't think so. You know where they came from? God cursed the earth. And I have discovered that I cannot uncurse it. I heard this faith preacher one time. He was going to rebuke the weeds. He was going to go fishing and command the fish to bite his hook.
And
he made a lot of money with that kind of preaching. But not everybody was able to do what he said he could do. And I don't believe he did it. You know why? Because I tried it. And I know that I was just as righteous as he was. And maybe more. And maybe more so, because he was robbing the people and I wasn't. So I said, Lord, I rebuke these weeds. All you weeds that do not belong here in my corn, be gone. The weeds grew just as good as ever. Why? They were also bringing forth after their own kind. I found out that they were stronger than my corn. If I accidentally pull out a corn, oh, I'm sorry, I put it back, but it dies. I pull out a weed, I shake it off, I lay it on the ground. And the root finds the ground and it goes down. And it grows back. So I must not become weary in well doing, even though evil seems to be stronger than good. If I'm trying to overcome an addiction, addict to nicotine, addict to alcohol, addict to drugs, addict to sin.
Mga addict diha sa pagkasala, dito sa pagkasala sa bisyo, mga addict mahitungodana.
It's a weed. It wants to grow everywhere.
Mao sa mga sabiyana kato, mao sa pinin nga gusto siya mo turug yun, sa kasalipan mo turug siya.
This is why the Bible says that we must be overcomers. See, the good doesn't just want to grow naturally. It's the evil that wants to grow naturally in my flesh. So my soul is being pulled. The devil pulls to the flesh, God pulls to the spirit. Which way will I go? Will I go after the spirit or will I go after the flesh? Now, there's a couple of other good verses. And I should read them because I wrote them down and they are good verses. Let me read from Brother Hosea. Brother Hosea, chapter 10,
Hosea, capítulo 10,
verse 12 and 13.
Hosea, 13, versículo.
10, verse 12 and 13. Okay. Sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Hosea 10, verse 12.
Okay, Hosea chapter 13.
Chapter 10, verse 12.
Pagpugas na sa inyong mga kagulingon, diha sa pagkamatarong. Pag-ani diha sa kaluoy. Kung kaga ang inyong wala na tamnan ng yuta, kay pili ang panahon sa pagpamita sa Ginoo, hangtod siya wabot o mupaulan o pagkamatarong ganha ka ninyo.
So to yourself.
Nagayon rin nga ato matanong kita diha sa atong kagulingon.
Now, first of all, I'm going to sow into my life.
Sa dili pa ang tanan, kinahanglan ako kita magatanong sa atong kagulingon, sa atong pinabuhi.
I have some good soil here.
Okay, na ta ano na tay maayo nga tabunok kayo ta kaniya sa atong kasingkasi.
I've broken up the fallow ground.
Ako nga ako di ba hot kini mao nga kinabuhi.
What is fallow ground?
Unsa man ang
it's been growing wild for a long time. Can you look back in your life and find a time when it was growing wild in your life? And God will help you break up the fallow ground. He is very willing to help break it up. So, sow to yourself. But you can also sow into other people's lives. Now I have married a wife. So I have plenty of opportunity to sow into her life.
aduna siya ay kahiniyuna nga makatanong usap kung mga Bible at natin siya ay kinabuhi sa iyong asawa.
If I sow contention and strife into her life, what kind of wife am I going to have? She's going to have contention and strife, and I'm going to reap a bitter harvest. In other words, the most sowing you can do is those in your own house. And the most reaping you're going to do is in your own house. And you will reap from your spouse. And you will reap from your children. Now I know, brethren, the devil is also busy sowing into their lives. It isn't just me. Okay, sow to yourselves in what? Righteousness. Righteousness is doing the right thing.
Ang pagkamatarong buti pasakot niya na imong di atong gihimo ang maensaktong butang.
It is being right in the eyes of God.
Buti pasakot niya na maensaktong kayo kinisya diha sa pananaw sa Diyos mga mata sa Ginoo.
The thing that Rita shared with you,
ang mga butana ni pangat ni Spirita ka na to, kayo na.
The Lord knew what was right and what was not right, and He tried to tell her. Then in verse 13 it says, "You have plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity." You have eaten the fruit of lies because you did trust in your way in the multitude of your mighty men. Iniquity is what? Lawlessness. No law. Have you ever seen little children? Not your own, of course. But little children who are lawless.
Nakita ba nato kini mga bata bitaw na
They have never been taught to obey their parents. The mothers bring them into the store and they start. Those children need to be trained by their mother's voice or their father's voice. Listen, you stop this now or we're going to deal with it. See, and God deals with us as His children in the same way. A Okay, Hosea chapter 8, verse 7. For you have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. It has no stalk, the bud shall yield no meal. If so it be yield, the strangers shall swallow it up.
Ang udlot kini muhatag o harina ko sa iyon kini muhatag o abot ang mga langyaw mula mo ini.
Now, the principle of sowing and reaping.
Ato nakita niya nga ang prinsipyo sa pagtanong o pag-ani.
The idea is that you get more from one seed than what you planted.
Ang ideya niya nga makabatuti ka o kag mas daghang pangaliso gikan sa spiritu makabatuti ka o kag pangaliso gikan sa imong gitanom.
Brother Ben, if you plant a bushel of wheat or of rice, you expect to get more than a bushel of rice. I like to get a hundredfold return. God likes to get a hundredfold return from your sowing in righteousness. But if you sow the wrong thing, do you expect to get a hundredfold return? If you sow to the wind, you will reap a typhoon. And trust me, you will think it's a typhoon in your house. Amen. There's a few verses in Proverbs. Let me just go there before we finish. Proverbs chapter 16. Verse 28. Let's go to 26 as well. These are all good verses. It says, he that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. The ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends.
Siya nagahago alam sa iyong kabalingon, kaya niyang bakba nagahitlaw hinihigitan kanya. Ang usa ka Diyos ng mga tao, nagaugkat o gawkan, kung diha sa iyong mga ngabi, alulay ingon sa usa ka nilaab na kalayo. Ang usa ka usubiho ng tao, nagapugas o panibigil, o ang usa ka tigumumo, nagapulat,
so it's a froward man soweth strife. What is a froward man? What does your Bible say froward means?
Kanang tipong pugas o nadol sa do tik pugas o
usaka masubihon ng tao na nagpugas sa perpikil po ang usaka tibuhumhum nagabulag at suod na managilal
tibuhumhum masubihon ng tao just like a bowl.
A bowl? Yes, that's a good description. A bowl.
Nagpugasiyan ka na dito ang baka na dito suki.
It means a perverse man. It means willful, obstinate, and contrary. Those are all good descriptions of a bull. Willful, obstinate, contrary. And what is he sowing? He's sowing strife. You can sow strife in your family. You can sow it where you work. And then it says a whisper separateth friends. Chief friends, the best of friends. So let's suppose that you two are the best of friends. Is he one of your best friends?
You know what I know about him?
Listen, your sister isn't, you know, she's... And then I get you to thinking about it. Boy, I don't know if I can trust my brother. But he whispered and I'm not supposed to tell him. And he told me my sister's been cheating me for years. She's been robbing me, cheating, stealing from me. And she's the one that broke my tools. They told me. This is sowing strife. Oh my. Well, I don't have time to go to the verses, but let me say that there is coming a final harvest of the earth. The crop that has been growing on the earth, one day God is sending the angel with a sharp sickle. And the angel cried with a loud voice to the one who had the sickle and said, "Put in the sickle, it's time to reap the crop of the earth."
Indonesia,
So you see, that little seed of rebellion that Eve started and Adam went along with it in the Garden of Eden, look what it's growing to in the world today. Now God also made another promise. He said, if you sow to righteousness, you shall reap mercy. Or did I get it the other way around? It doesn't matter. Amen? How many of you want mercy? Do you know what mercy is? Mercy is when you're guilty, but I'm going to go easy on you.
You know that?
In other words, you don't get what you deserve. A policeman stopped me one time. Do people ever get stopped by police here? Do you drive? No? Did you ever get stopped by the police when you're driving? And they say, what? Why did they stop you? Oh, you don't need to confess to me.
I'm not wearing my helmet, so look at me.
He caught you for what?
Because I'm not wearing my helmet.
Oh, not wearing your helmet. Okay. Well, I don't drive a motorcycle.
I did not bring my license.
You didn't bring your license. Okay. You deserve. Well, I think every time I've ever been stopped, it's because I'm going too fast. The speed limit. And about 25 years ago or so, the state trooper stops me and he comes to my window. I'll make up the numbers. You were going 40 miles an hour in a 30 mile zone. Probably more than that, but and I said to the trooper, yes, will you have mercy on me? He said, why? Because I said, because I have mercy on other people. He says to me, are you a state trooper? Are you a trooper? Are you a policeman? He said to me, ask me, am I a trooper? And I said, no. He said, well then what do you mean? Well, I said, I'm running a big hospital, a nursing home, you know. I have been known to have mercy on our employees who deserve to be fired, and I gave them a second chance. He gave me the ticket. But I had to go to the judge. I said, Lord, you said if I wanted to have mercy, I would show mercy. So I'm asking you to give me mercy from the judge. I said, Your Honor, I gave him, I said, oh, I live in a car, I drive so many miles, I'm so sorry, please have mercy on me. You know what? He had mercy on me. Amen. Well, you see, I figured I have been sowing mercy. Maybe I can get some mercy from God. Amen? Maybe reaping the crop of my old rebellion is coming to an end. And God allowed that to give me a little favor so that I would not grow weary of well doing. God bless you.